Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us today. In studio with us is our friend Mike Caldwell. Mike is, Mike is one of our friends along the line of, two more? We're just adjusting some microphones here. Perfect? Yeah, all right. Mike Caldwell is with Square One DSM. Welcome, Michael. Good
Thanks.
To have you here.
Thanks for having me
Got
back.
Got cans on your head this time.
I have headphones. Yeah. We had to adjust the volume. Sorry.
It's all right. So you are Square One DSM, part of Square One DSM. That mm-hmm. is an offshoot of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. And we have had these discussions many times over the past couple of years. Good stuff.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Square One's focused on all things entrepreneurial for the partnership. So people who are starting businesses, whether it's high growth potential, traditional small business, myself and now Christina Moffitt, who I believe you've had some discussions with as well, are really focused on how do we help business in Des Moines. My specialty is high growth potential businesses, those things that scale, the typical or stereotypical startup kind of thing. But anyway, that's what we focus on.
And you do a monthly thing. It's called Startup Stories.
We do.
And it's at the Greater Des Moines Partnership, 700 Locust, downtown.
That's right.
See, I got this down.
You've got it down. You don't even need me here anymore.
Yeah, well, no.
Yeah. So next Wednesday, we're having our latest edition of Startup Stories with two gentlemen out of Ames that are doing something in artificial intelligence here in Iowa.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. Nate Jones is on our newsmaker line, ladies and gentlemen. He is with Structurally. And that is the company that's going to be presenting at Square One DSM for Startup Stories. Nate, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful you're here.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to presenting here when we get back. I'm actually out in San Francisco at a big real estate conference. So we're having a good time out here, but excited to get back to Iowa.
So are they selling stuff out there in San Francisco? Are you running up against any cost per square foot stuff?
Haven't really gotten into that. It seems like everyone out here is a real estate agent just because I think there's a lot of money to be made here in the real estate game. But, yeah, we're just got off a panel here actually speaking at the conference, and it's definitely been good to us.
Nate Jones, ladies and gentlemen, Structurally. All right. So your startup story begins with what?
Yeah, actually, it kind of begins with Mike. Myself and my co-founder Andrew Dickelman, who will be joining me next week, kind of got our start at Startup City Des Moines when that was around.
Wow.
We took a look at it in the summer. We didn't really know what we were what idea we wanted to come in with, but we knew it was going to be in real estate, and we knew it was going to be related to data because there's a lot of problems in that space. We had some guidance from Mike. He kind of told us to take a look through the real estate data, more specifically what's called the MLS, Multiple Listing Service. It's basically a rabbit hole. And I remember specifically Mike telling us that it is a rabbit hole. So we've kind of been with Mike ever since then, kind of found our footing within the artificial intelligence play. Graduated from Iowa State. My co-founder graduated from the University of Iowa. A little bit of rivalry there.
Iowa.
No.
And then we've now got a team of seven with some data scientists and machine learning engineers that we picked up from Iowa State.
All right. There's a question for Michael here. What do you mean rabbit hole? What are you talking about?
Well, going down the rabbit hole is you're going into that dark void where nobody comes out.
Right.
It's just MLS is one of those things that's evolved over time.
Uh-huh.
And without getting in too deep, it's a very protected set of data. And a lot of times we get into data that's proprietary, protected, and used to make a lot of money.
This is called the multiple listing service, right?
It is. And I don't want to get into the whole thing about it, but it basically, yeah, sure, it has a lot of challenges. But if you talk to most people, and Nate and his partner found this out, it isn't as easy to fix as you think. They'll all tell you, sure, it's got holes all over it. But he started, I know we were talking to one CEO of a large development firm who started asking questions. Well, how would you do this? How'd you do this? And the problem is there's like nine answers.
Oh, really?
And there's no standards. So, and So anyway, it's one of those, can you really make a difference questions.
So is this, we're making a better mousetrap here.
Well, and I think that's, you know, they didn't, what they're doing now with the AI right. has nothing to do with MLS anymore. So they learned that, oh my gosh, there's a lot of problems in real estate, but that's not one that we can solve and make a lot of money. And all I think, Nate, would you agree with that?
Yeah, that is. And there are players in the space now trying to make sense of the real estate data, just like you mentioned, trying to solve that problem. But it's got to start from one of the behemoth companies to be able to solve that problem.
Well, I'm not sure what the problems are, but all right, let's transition to what structurally is. And what is structurally, Nate, and how does it work, and who's the target market for this?
Yeah, so structurally, we're an artificial intelligence company building the product that we call Holmes. And Holmes is basically an artificial intelligence assistant for realtors that helps realtors follow up with their online leads. So in identifying some of the biggest problems that realtors are facing today, the number one problem that continuously pops up for them is they simply aren't responding to the leads that they're generating. They might spend thousands and thousands of dollars on advertising, generating tens of leads, but actually 50% of those leads that realtors generate don't ever receive a response. All right. So Holmes basically becomes an employee of their team in response to all of their online leads and tries to pre-qualify those leads for them.
All right. So being aware that most real estate agents are independent contractors, almost, so to speak. I mean, they're kind of they got the ball. You know, they might have a nameplate behind them, but they're paying a lot of the freight. So you're suggesting that these realtors get lots of inquiries or leads to either buy mm-hmm. or sell, but they don't have the capacity to follow up. Is that the basic problem?
Yeah, that is the problem. They're just basically inundated with leads at times, and there's just simply no way for them to, you know, they're out doing things like showing properties, you know, closing up contracts on deals, but, you know, while, you know, sitting at home online, there are leads pounding them with
questions.
Every
day, yeah.
Yeah, imagine a Sunday afternoon when you're out showing a house. You've got five scheduled showings as a realtor.
Right.
And your text message gets 10 new leads. You've got 25 things on your Facebook feed, and none of it's getting answered.
Mm.
And guess what they're going to do? Go to the next one. Go to the next one. So
just reach out to whatever the hot property is at the moment.
And, half of them may not be worth pursuing. Right. But what happens if you vet every one of them? If everyone gets a response, and it's an intelligent response, they've got a great thing on the front of their website. If you go there, it says, hey, can you tell me if you've got any houses in San Francisco under $1.5 million with a remodeled kitchen? And the response is, what do you think of these? And the response has five listings in it, or four listings.
From that agent
via the bot, via this AI.
Yeah, sure.
And it happened in almost real time. Like the agent sitting right there helping. Hey, can I schedule an appointment to look at the one on 4th Street? Sure. How's Monday at 10? I mean, it schedules a meeting. It's doing all this while the real estate agent is busy
out
trying
there,
to sell another house.
Got it. All right. Now all of this is making perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
So Nate, we suspect that your primary demographic, your people that you're after, are these real estate agents that are so crammed for time and out there being busy. So how does, and I don't want to get into proprietary issue here, but how does all that work? So they're linking their social media and other things to you, and then you generate this through AI?
Yeah, so we basically give them a centralized messaging platform.
Sure.
And that's just kind of a one-click button. We can install Holmes on their Facebook page. We give them a live chat widget they can install on their website, and we give them a unique Holmes phone number with a local area code. All of those conversations are centralized in one place. We give our agents an iOS, Android, or web app where they can manage all these conversations from one place,
see
the conversation that Holmes is having with their leads, and jump in at any time.
All right, so the question has to be begged from this. So is it that you had experience in real estate, or you had family members in real estate? How did you know the system was so screwed up so that you had a product that attempts to fix it?
Yeah, so I actually studied real estate and geographic information systems at Iowa State. My co-founder, Andrew, studied real estate and finance at Iowa. We've been interviewing realtors ever since our time at Startup City. And I really think that that's what every startup needs to look at doing, is that customer Sure. discovery phase is extremely important. That we spent that entire summer just talking to realtors, identifying their problems, and now this is a very, very large, prominent problem in the real estate industry.
And Nate, you've been at this a lot longer than a few months. This has been several years in the making, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. We kind of got our unofficial start, like I said, at Startup City. Didn't really have a product, didn't really have a problem, but, like I said, it's all part of the process of customer discovery. And, yeah, it's all been a accumulation to what we are now. And I think that's really what set it apart.
Interesting to listen to him say, customer discovery, because if you look at Tory Merritt's and Carl Merritt's over at Rocket Referrals, exactly. When they started their startup, which also is in the real estate place, but in a different, and actually insurance place, but they went out and spent 10 months looking for the problem to solve.
Yep.
They didn't go and say, I can do this cool thing. They said, I have all the tools to do something cool. I got to find a problem somebody's willing to pay for. And anybody that's in sales will pay for a hot lead. I mean, if it's a hot Absolutely. Lead, this person's going to buy a house, I'll pay a lot of money for that.
So I will piggyback on what Michael just said. He must have been reading my mind as he started his monologue there. But you're absolutely right, Mike. Finding and identifying what the problem is and then building a widget to fix it is a heck of a lot more successful than saying, hey, I can do whatever, and then not do and listening to your potential customers. And this goes not just for technology and structurally and what Nate's talking about, but every single business out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is the key. I mean, it's even key. We don't do politics on the Business News Hour, but that's what happened in November.
Right.
I mean, when you identify whatever it is and you say, true or not, that you're going to fix whatever that is, people say, okay, fine, we'll give it a shot. Very interesting stuff, Nate Jones. So you're going to be appearing at the upcoming Startup Stories next Wednesday and laying all this out for the folks.
Yeah, that's right. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to getting back in Iowa after our time here in San Francisco for the week.
I believe that. I really do.
Yeah. It's actually become a tough town to be a visitor in because it's so overpopulated and so compressed and so much pressure on everything. So
and everything costs so much.
Yes. Well, we can't wait to have you back. So the event is next Wednesday the 16th from 11:30 to 1 at the partnership. And you can register at square1dsm.com and just sign up for the events. You can come for free, bring your own lunch. If you want to register and pay a small fee, we'll get lunch there for you.
And maybe some of these real estate agents could come.
You think?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Huh?
And these guys have had a really warm reception of what they're doing. It's been very, very well received.
So final question from me, Nate. Are you then marketing this directly to the agents or the agent's company? Or both?
Yeah, so we have a pricing plan and a revenue model that accommodates individual agents, teams of agents that we basically group into a team of 2 to 10 agents, yep. and then a brokerage, which we consider 11 to 30 agents. We're really going after the brokerage sales. That said, we think that brokers will set themselves and set their agents apart through their technology. And that's what we've heard from brokers all the time is, they're going to stay in business because they provide their agents with the top technology. That's where we want to try and fit in. And we think that drives the most agent adoption of our product.
Well, I have some friends who are longstanding supporters of the Business News Hour, and you can believe that I will be calling them and suggesting that these brokers might want to visit with you at Startup
right.
Stories.
And
That'd
in fact,
be awesome.
It's right here in their backyard in Ames, Iowa, which it is. You know me. I've been pushing the agenda of AI very hard, getting people to think about the impact, not the tech, but the impact on business. And here's a great example of solving a problem where AI really is the way to solve it. I mean, it truly is. You could fill a room full of people trying to do this, or you can do it with a more intelligent algorithm where it's 24/7. And so I personally, I think it's wonderful to see it right here in our home area.
Very nice. So, Nate? Safe travels to you and your partner as you wind your way back to Des Moines and Iowa. Good stuff. And you know what I was really impressed about, Michael? He was able to succinctly explain all this in less than 60 seconds.
Yeah, he's well-trained.
Good stuff.
He's got it nailed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nate Jones.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
All right, man.
Appreciate
you have a safe trip home. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Nate
Bye.
Jones, ladies and gentlemen. The company is called Structurally, and they are part of Startup Stories coming up next week. We will have links to all of that. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks for having
Always
me.
Always impressive stuff. All right, we've got to duck aside. Why? We've got to check out what happened today on Wall Street. That's coming up next here on the Business News Hour for a Tuesday afternoon.